نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوكل عليه نعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فقال الله تعالى في القران المجيد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله ان الله خبير بما تعملون لا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فانساهم انفسهم اولئك هم الفاسقون السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته The verses which I have just recited, these are from the last part of the Surah Al-Hashr, Surah number 59. This verse has often fascinated me. The implications of the verse are so powerful that if the subject matter of this verse had not been repeated anywhere else, even then would have been more than enough. And in this verse, Allah Ta'ala is drawing the attention of the community at least four things. And the further implication of the verse, or the further explanation of the verse, is given the same Surah Al-Hashr, immediately after these verses, where Allah Ta'ala says that the people of Jannat and people of Jahannam cannot be equal. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. The Quran go to the end. And we all know as Muslims, and we all believe, even the worst Muslim does not believe at any time that he is not going to die. They all accept the fact that death is there, death is going to come. Nobody believes that he is going to live forever, even the worst Muslim. And also we know the fact that everybody knows that the robber of death, or the Malakul Maut, is prowling every minute, every second, knocking at the door every second. Who is the victim, we don't know. But one thing is sure, there are going to be victims. And therefore, Quran is not concerned so much in this verse about the belief of the Akhirat as it much concern with the phenomenon which causes you to forget about the Akhirat. Nobody at any time says that, look, I'm not going to die. They accept the fact. But what is it that put us in such ghaflat? What is it that puts us in such an oblivious state and forgetfulness state that as if nothing is going to happen? Ab to aaram se guzarti hai, aqibat ki khabar khuda jaane. At the moment we are living fine, everything all right. We see what happened, whatever is far away. That's what the kuffar used to say. So if I were to say he is talking of Asatirul Awwaleen, these are fictitious things, fiction. Accusing Rasulullah or Anbiya alayhi salam, they are telling me stories of fables and fairy tales. It's not going to happen. Until the death catches him, the person. And that is too late. Because that time is gone. The bell has rung. The pens are down. Papers have been taken away. Then nothing you can do about it. And that's what the Quran says, Al-Hakum al-Takasur, hatta zurtumul maqabir. You are busy, we are busy in multiplication or multiplying our wealth, our living, whatever that may be. And it's very interesting, the word alhaakum al-takasur, the word alhaakum. Because to earn money, to earn a living, is an obligation, is a sharia obligation. To earn halal money, halal risk, sustenance, there's an obligation. Look after your family, there's an obligation. Look after your society or whatever your responsibility are, that's your responsibility. And sharia obligates that. But the word al-haakum means that takasur, that multiplication of wealth infatuates you to such an extent that it makes you oblivious of the harsh fact of your accountability to God until hatta zurtumul qabr, until you reach the grave or the point of reaching the grave. But that's too late. So this verse which I just recited, see what Quran says. The first point Quran makes is about taqwa. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullah. Interesting enough, there's the same verse, twice the same word appears. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullah, O those who believe, fear Allah, be conscious of Allah. Allah ka dhyan rakho, Allah ka khyal rakho. And then it says, wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat laghad. And every soul, every person must watch out, must observe, must take note what he has sent forward for tomorrow. And tomorrow means Yawm al-Akhir, the other day, the Yawm al-Akhir, which is going to come. So Allah se daro, Allah ka khyal rakho, Allah ka dhyan rakho. What will happen with the dhyan? What will happen with this watching or observing? That you will be able to watch out, take an account what we have sent forward for tomorrow, what we have stored for tomorrow. And Quran says, Wattaqullah, again. It's very interesting that the same word or same instruction appears in the same verse twice. There has to be a reason. We believe that no word in the Quran is superfluous. Even if they, where the Quranic verses are repeated, for example, فَبَيَّا عَلَىٰ رَكْمَتُكَ زِبَانِ, repeated so many times. But each time it repeats, it makes a different point and brings a point home. We do it, the orators, what do they do? They use so many synonyms. They repeat the same thing. What they want? They want to bring the point home. And here Allah Ta'ala wants to bring that point home again. That is, the first point is the taqwa. Now taqwa, we all understand. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a person, a sahabi like him, he is asking another sahabi, what is the meaning of taqwa? Taqwa kisko kehte hain? What a beautiful answer he gave. He said, and Hazrat Umar was at that time the Amir al-Mu'mineen, the ruler, Khalifa. Then he is asking. And the Sahabi answers, Amir al-Mu'mineen, have you had any occasion to pass through a narrow path, the both sides of which are full of thorns? He said, yes. And he said, if you pass through that path, and many of the Arab who wear the long jalabiya type of kurta, or any kurta like us thing also, so if you pass through that narrow path, The both sides of which are full of bushes, thorny bush. And you don't want your clothes to be entangled on those thorns, and you fold them together so that no thorn entangles it. And you pass through that, and if your clothes were not entangled in the thorn, that means you succeeded. He says this is what taqwa is. That is, this world is full of temptations, full of infatuations, full of evil, full of all of these things which Allah Ta'ala has prohibited. And if you are able to pass through that without allowing yourself to committing any sin or offending or making any sin or violating the Sharia rule, that is called taqwa. And this taqwa means the consciousness of Allah. Allah ka hamesha dhyan rahe. This work I do or this work I shouldn't do. Do's and don'ts, both. Allah hame dekh raha hai. So what Allah Ta'ala says? Wal tanzur nafsu ma qaddamat lighad, ke every soul must watch out and see for himself what he has sent forward for tomorrow. And wattaqullah, again Allah Ta'ala said, dhyan rakho. Why? Inna Allah khabir ma ta'amaloon. For Allah Ta'ala knows. He knows what you are doing. With what intention you have done that act, that also Allah Ta'ala knows. What you have done, that also Allah Ta'ala knows. We have a bad habit. If you commit any sin or anything happen or somebody points out to you, then we try to justify that. We argue back. Just now I have heard from so and so Maulana, I don't believe it. Rather than to accept, alright, if you have a mistake, I'll try to correct it. I'll try my best or something. Rather than get into a situation where you start justifying the thing. And this is what Allah Ta'ala is saying. Eventually Allah Ta'ala will decide on the day of judgment who did what, with what intention. So the qibla of the niyat also has to be corrected. With what niyat you are doing certain, what act, whatever you are doing. Then Allah Ta'ala says, after describing this, and just one point, this is a very common thing, everybody does it. When we are young, whether you are in a business, or whether you are in employment, or whatever it is, when we are in the state of youth, we work mad. We are full of energy. We work in every 24 hours in order to earn money. And then out of that money that you earn, you set aside certain portion of the money. Whether you have got pension fund, whether you got provident fund, whether you have got your own policy or whatever you have got it, but certain amount you put it aside. You don't touch it. You let the capital grow in whatever capacity you do it. Why do we do it? That's what Quran is asking. Tumne kal ke liye kya bheja? So you are storing this money for tomorrow. Why? Because the tomorrow will come, we will not be able to work, you will not be able to earn money, at that time, that money which we have put aside will come to your rescue, will come to your help, will become of your use. That everybody does. There are very few, almost none, who would not think about tomorrow. So the point is, it is not that the Muslims do not believe in the Akhirat. It is not that the Muslims do not believe that death is going to come. That is not the issue. That everybody believes. Everybody accepts. Every time when you go to a janaza namaz, you see this. And this is such a haqiqat, this is such a reality that has put very heavy curtain over our eyes. And we are reaching a stage, even the deaths, close death, even that does not open our eyes. because it happened to somebody else. Until it happens to us, one of us, then it happens. How many times, I won't mention name, but how many times it has happened that I met a person yesterday and today get the news that so-and-so died in his sleep or whatever happened. Then you say, I just met him yesterday. I met him a half an hour ago. I met him 1 hour ago. So not knowing when the death is going to strike. So this thought are no longer, this thought is no longer overpowering on our mind. We think it happened to somebody else. And what is even worse, that we attend janaza namaz, I'm talking the majority of them, they do, 99% people when they go to make janaza namaz, they are really, they understand the implication of what has happened. I'm talking about those Muslims, it hurts, whose names are Muslim. Like India and Pakistan, we have ki bhai juma juma musliman hai, eid eid musliman hai, ki bhai jume ki namaz padh li, eid ki namaz padh li, ho gaya baki mamla khatam. And I have seen this, that's why I'm saying it, ki janaza namaz taking place or nikah taking place, ye badbakhti nahi hai to aur kya hai, what is this bad luck or really what else you can say, ki betawfiq, because they are sitting with the in the company of non-Muslims and not making janaza namaz, or the name is Muslim. I mean, what do you say to this? Well, that's what Quran is talking about. Or the nikah is taking place, but because the man is wearing 3-piece suit or 4-piece suit or whatever it is, he's sitting outside the thing, when the namaz is over, everything is over. When the time came for Mubarakbad, so just as any non-Muslim enters to give him Mubarakbad, he also comes to give him Mubarakbad. What do you say to this? May Allah protect us from this kind of thing, but I'm talking about, this is what Quran is talking about, that this thought of our accountability to Allah Ta'ala for our deeds, that is has not taken hold of our mind. And that's what Allah Ta'ala, therefore Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala knows what you are doing. You cannot deceive. We may deceive. We may deceive the people, the public. We can put ourselves in a way that is not we are. You see, it's an interesting point. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his life was an open book. No one, I'm not making any exception, no one can tell his family members or his wife, look, whatever I do at home, whatever way I behave at home, you are at liberty to go and tell it outside. Nobody. Nobody can say that. But Rasulullah ﷺ did. And that's how we know how he lived in the house. That's how I know, we know how he behaved with his wife. That's how we know how he slept, how he woke up, how he made namaz at home, what he did at home. And therefore, we have to be even more careful. Allah Umaru Barakat De Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahab Madadallahu, he made a very good point. And that's a misunderstanding which everybody has. I'm talking even the ulama have the same misunderstanding. And Alhamdulillah, Zari, he removed that misunderstanding that he mentioned. And there the bade bade iske da galat hui, bade bade people think about the same way. He made a point, he said, often people think that making tahajjud is the basis of taqwa, is the basis of being good. That is not the basis of being good. Taqwa is the basis of being good. Because you can make tahajjud, still tomorrow you can commit theft. You make tahajjud, still you can lie, you can cheat. Because we have compartmentalized ki tarabi ki 20 rakat ye hai, tahajjud ye hai, nafil ye hai, but as far as this is concerned, this is something else. So the basis of being good and righteous, neki ki bunyad jo hai, wo taqwa hai. Tahajjud is the consequence of taqwa. Or the tahajjud make you a muttaqi. And therefore, the point come back to the same point again, and Quran makes, it's an amazing verse. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفَسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And furthermore, if you think, to whom this Quran addressing? Of course, the first recipient was Rasulullah himself. But which community is being addressed? Just think about it. The Sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are being asked, they are being addressed in this Quran. That is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Sahaba. They are being asked. They are being addressed in this verse or any other verse for that matter. Imagine if Sahaba are being asked to be on the watch out, to be on guard, where you and I stand. Do you mean the Sahaba did not have that? But yet Quran, look at Quran, what Quran says. Addressing whom they are addressing? وَلَا تَكُونُوا. Whom he is addressing? The mu'mineen. Who are the mu'mineen? The Sahaba. Sahaba are being asked. وَلَا تَكُونُوا. Do not become like those who have forgotten Allah Ta'ala. جو اللہ کو بھول گئے ہیں. Do not be like those who have forgotten Allah Ta'ala. Un logon ke saath na raho, unki baat na karo, jo Allah ko bhool gaye. Why? Those who forgot Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala also forgot them. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Do not be like those who have forgotten Allah Ta'ala. فَانْسَاهُمْ أَنفَسَهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala unko bhool jayega, Allah Ta'ala unke apne jo jaan hai usko bhula dega. Allah Ta'ala will make them forget about themselves. At other verse Allah Ta'ala says same thing, that Allah Ta'ala also forgot them. So it's a natural thing. Allah Ta'ala does not have any unilateral agreement with the Muslim. If you do this, this will happen. So the consequences are given there. If you forget Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will forget you also, and also Allah Ta'ala will make forget yourself also. You are lost completely. You will be completely lost, not knowing where you are going. What is your future? What is your past? What is your present? Nothing. So what is being missed about here? Ulaika humul fasiqun. Allah Ta'ala says that these are fasiqeen. And there is another hadith mentioned in places that those whose company they keep, people company they keep, these are the people with whom they will be resurrected. So the idea is this, that is the what I have told you. You understood the implication, I understand the implication, everybody understands the implication. But where do you get it? How do you do it? Again, as Hakim Saab says, when you want to buy material, clothing material, where do you go? You don't go to hardware. For any material that you go. You go and obtain the place where it is done. So Allah kahan milega? Allah walon ke paas. So if you keep the company of Allah wale, then you will get it. Just as we have to learn so many things, deen also has to be learned. As Hakim Sahab, I have often quoted a particular verse of my father. Very simple. Hayate doroza ka kya aish o gham? Hayate doroza ka kya aish o gham? Safar ka bhi kya jaise taise rahe? Means the life of 2 days, worldly life. What do you care about comfort or discomfort? In a temporary life of this world of 2 days, what do you worry about comfort and discomfort? Safar ka bhi kya jaise taise rahe. When you are traveling, you don't worry about comfort, hot water or cold water, this water, that kind of thing or matter thing. Safar, travel is a temporary phase. It will disappear. It will go away. So safar ka bhi jaise raho, waise raho. You people go for Hajj. What do you look in Saudi Arabia on the airport when you people have to wait 5-6 hours for the visa? Whoever gets wherever he sleeps. Or sit down, lie down, or in the lounge at the airport when you go, when the whole, all the comfortable seats have been taken away, what do? I have seen people lying on the floor. They don't worry about this. Why they do that? Ke bhai, ek ghanta hai, nikal jayega. 1 hour will go away. Hayate doroza ka kya hai shugam? Safar ka bhi kya hai, jaise taise rahe. Hum aise rahe, yahan ke waise rahe. Wahan dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. Ji? So here in this world that we are living, what is the state of our living? That's the issue. In order to correct our qibla, in order to correct our direction, you need practical teaching in every profession. Why should Islam and deen should be an exception? So you will learn deen and you have to have the company of the solaha, the buzurg. And company does not mean just 1 hour zikr or 1 hour this and say, but company means really you be with them, you talk to them, you ask them, you be with them as much as you can, and then you see the change. You yourself will see the change. So I don't have to prove any point on that issue. So this is what Quran says, that وَلَا تَكُنُوا كَلَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ. How will not forget? You will not forget if you keep the company of the salaha. Keep the company people. Then you will not forget. Because if you will forget, Allah will make you forget yourselves. Tum kaun ho? Kahan ja rahe ho? Or Allah will forget also about you. Because Allah will not care. Quran says so. I mean, it's not the time to explain. But Quran is full of such verses. Make dua to Allah, whatever I have said. I myself deserve this admiration, this nasihat as much as you do. But this is something which we have to remind all the time. So that we are on the even keel, because when the tomorrow will come, then you will be, at least we should be able to deserve the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many of us will look forward to that. But in order to get the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have to deserve. So even from that count, it's more than enough to think about it tomorrow and to keep the company of the buzurg, solaha, good people, where you learn so that you do not forget Allah Ta'ala, so that Allah Ta'ala does not forget you also. وآخر دعوانا بالعالمين السلام عليكم